This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For the past week or so on this program, we have been introducing you to 10 people making a go of it in this economy. 10 people who, when taken together, form a kind of representative sample of the American labor force as a whole. Our project, turning data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics about the 164 million people in the labor force into real people that we could talk to. Details and methodology for this deconstruction of the labor force on our website, marketplace.org/work, of course. But here on the radio, today the next installment in the series we're calling The United States of Work.
There's always things that you don't like about your job.
You work hard for what you want.
You know, every job has their ups and downs.
Whatever good job means.
I like the hustle. I like working fast.
It's not a career. It's a lifestyle.
Yesterday, we introduced you to Kate Bellino, age 24. She works for a bank in Centennial, Colorado. Today, we're sticking with the official category that Kate falls into, sales and office occupations. But we're going across the country and across generations, too.
My name's Gail Gray Harrell. I work part-time at Royal Farms Convenience Store.
In?
In Loudoun County, Virginia.
A suburb, basically, of Washington, D.C. That place she works, Royal Farms?
It's like a 7-Eleven, but Royal Farms is famous for their fried chicken.
Aha.
So when you come out, you'll have to have some.
Of course we will. What do you do there?
I guess, called customer service. When we're not busy, I kind of piddle through the store. I clean up the magazines. Mostly my main job is to wait on customers, talking to them, hearing about whatever. I like meeting people.
You sound like a person who's really social.
That's what people say. Yeah, my name sometimes is the social butterfly.
Gail is 70, going on 71, and has been working this part-time job at Royal Farms, where she makes about $12 an hour, for the past 2 years. Workers like her, the ones over the age of 55, make up one of the fastest-growing parts of the labor force. And one big reason that Gail is still working?
I like to travel. I like to go, and that's my extra pocket money.
Yeah.
My gas money, you know, the nails, the extra stuff that would come out of your check.
Tell me about the career you had before you started Royal Farm, right? Because you were doing a thing for 20-something years.
Yeah, I worked for USAA Insurance Company for 29 years.
That's my insurance company, for the record. Just getting
all right.
Disclosure,
you know about us then.
I do indeed. Mm-hmm. I do indeed. What'd you do for them?
I was a claims adjuster, auto claims adjuster. Let's clarify that.
Was that a good job for 29 years?
I guess so. I was there 29 years, yes.
Yeah.
You know, every job has their ups and downs. So, sure, it was a good job, all jokes aside.
Why'd you leave? I mean, was it just time to retire?
I took it early out because the office that I was in, which is in Reston, Virginia, they were closing down and moving to Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
You had an option of taking it early out or moving. So I took her early out.
So you took the early out, and then what'd you do?
I worked for an independent agency for about a year and a half. Took some more time off. Then I worked for JetBlue for almost 5 years. And after that, I moved to Florida with a friend.
And now you're back up in Virginia? How'd that happen?
I got a little grandbaby that brought me back, granddaughter.
Grandbabies will do that to you.
Yes.
So you live with your son now, right, and the grandbaby?
I live with my son. Grandbaby goes between mama and daddy.
Do you think this economy is working for you? I mean, between whatever you get from Royal Farm and your time at USAA, you got enough money to get by?
I do, living with my son. Now, if I were on my own, no, not in Loudoun County. It's very expensive to live in Loudoun County.
How's that working out, living with your son and the next generation?
That's fine. That is fine. Because we go opposites. Kind of like I leave at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning or something to 5 in the morning. When I come home, he's basically gone and I go to bed and I don't see him till maybe day off or something.
And you trade the baby back and forth. Is that the deal?
Right. I get off about 12:30, depending on whether I have my little one or not, as to what I do for the day. She waits up for her dad and he takes over.
Yeah. Tell me about her. She's 5 years old. Right.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. She's 5 years old. She's Zoe Denise. Every question in the book she can ask you. We watch the news together. Meemaw, what does that mean? What is that, Meemaw? She's smart as a whip.
Are you happy? Is life good?
life's good. I can't complain. We have some ups and downs.
Yeah.
You know, I just take one day at a time.
So Gail's doing all right, living with her son Kevin and on her pension and savings from all those years at USAA, although she is hoping to get a raise soon. But thanks in part to her paychecks from Royal Farms, she is also able to see the world.
I've been so many places, I don't know. Alaska, Mediterranean, Panama Canal.
Oh, wow.
And South Africa. We're getting ready to go to Greece in September.
When you were a kid, did you ever imagine that you would have gone to South Africa and Greece and through the Panama Canal?
No, I truly wouldn't. But when I was a kid, or older kid, I guess I'll say, my mom liked to travel. So she always said, don't forget to travel in life. Life's too short. Don't stay in one spot.
And in a way, that's why you're working at Royal Farms, because your mom said, don't forget to travel.
Mm-hmm. Guess I'd just like my mom.
Hmm. So you've been working all your life, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
How much longer are you going to keep on working?
I guess until my body says no, or I'm just tired. Can't tell you. But you know when you're tired of something.
It's interesting. It you don't sound like a person who gets tired, I guess.
When I got that grandbaby, I get tired.
Do you think Zoe Denise is going to have to work as hard as you did?
Her job probably would be different. I think she will go to college. Just hope I'm around to see that.
I'm pretty sure you will be.
Me too.
So that was Gail. She works part-time at a Royal Farms convenience store in Loudoun County, Virginia. Coming up on the program tomorrow.
My understanding of education was you went to college to get a good job, in parentheses, whatever good job means.
The 10th installment of our 10-person look at the American labor force.